So an asteroid was at least partly to blame for the dinosaurs' demise. But are giant rocks from space the only things that have threatened to wipe life off the face of the Earth? Before the dinosaurs even existed, there was a time when the planet was teeming with strange creatures in both the sea and on land, until disaster struck and nearly all of life died. Paul Wignall from the University of Leeds joins us to tell us about the biggest mass extinction in the history of life on Earth. So, Paul, how big are we talking here?
The biggest of all time, as you said. So we're looking at an interval of time when there was about 90% of all species, animals and plants, disappeared.
That's a huge proportion, but do we have any idea of exactly how many creatures that would be?
It's difficult to say, but we're probably of the order of numbers of creatures would be millions, and number of species would be millions as well.
And when exactly did this happen?
What we call the end of the Permian period, and that's 252 million years ago, so a long time ago.
So that's quite early in the sort of history of life. I imagine the world would have looked very different back then.
Yes, it was indeed a long time ago. The animals on land were rather sort of primitive to us today, lumbering creatures, primitive reptiles, and a group known as the therapsids, which have gone on to give rise to groups like the mammals, but back in those days, rather sort of sprawling posture.
And what about plants? Would the plants have been very different?
There was no sort of familiar flowering plants like we have now, but there was the conifers, fir trees and ferns and things like that were present then.
And in the sea, were things similar? Were there weird creatures there as well?
Again, in the sea, there was some groups which are now long gone, like the trilobites, which were familiar as fossils, but they are no longer with us. Other groups like fish and mollusks and various things like brachiopods, which are a group of little sort of shellfish, they were present and common in the sea then. So some of them we still have with us and others disappeared.
And trilobites are those ones that look like kind of giant woodlice, aren't they?
That's right, yeah, like little sea woodlice, yeah. But in other ways, we wouldn't be as quite as strange as life on land would have looked.
So what happened to all these amazing creatures? Why did they die out?
Our number one culprit is this huge volcanic area in Siberia, which we know was erupted at exactly the time of the extinctions. Sort of that looks like the culprit, if you like, the large smoking gun for this catastrophe.
And how do you know that, A, that that happened, and B, that that was what wiped out life?
We know from dating it occurs exactly the time of the extinction.
And how do you go about dating things?
If you go to Siberia and you look at these lavas, they have layers of sediment in between the lavas, and you can collect fossils from those layers of sediment. And so you can look at the lavas and the fossils and look at the timing of everything. And you can give an actual sort of precise age to the lavas by geologists use a technique called geochronologies, where you use radioactive elements and the rate at which they decay tell you how old rocks are.
Now, I can see how a volcano erupting in Siberia would kill off a lot of animals in Siberia, but how did that affect the rest of the world?
You're right. The actual lava was only dangerous in Siberia, but the main problem with large-scale volcanism are the gases that come out. And the gases are sort of rather familiar to ones to us today as well. There's carbon dioxide, which is a greenhouse gas, of course. And then we have other gases like sulfur dioxide and some acidic halogen gases as well, which all come out in huge amounts from giant-scale volcanic eruptions like this.
And would those gases have been directly poisoning animals?
Not directly. It's interesting, there's sort of a mixture of effects from that selection of gases. So as we know with carbon dioxide, it's a greenhouse gas, so it causes climate warming. And we see good evidence for very rapid and very large-scale warming at this time. And the other gases have more of a sort of an acid rain effect and also may be able to damage the ozone shield of the planet.
So what would the animals have actually been dying of? Was it because it was getting too hot for them?
I think that's a definite role. Life in the oceans, we see at the time the oceans get very hot. They start to lose their oxygen, very bad for just about everything in the oceans. And on land, although it did get warm, I suspect it's the damage to the ozone shield, which is doing a lot of the main sort of stress for life on land.
So that would, of course, have meant that more UV could have got through, and that would have caused what, things like cancers?
Yes, lots of cell damage, lots of plants will die. So if you eat plants, you're in trouble because the plants are struggling. The effects of very intense suntan, I guess, but too intense and for too long a time as well.
And do we know how bad the conditions really were? What sort of temperatures would it have been?
Extraordinary temperatures, actually. Recent results suggest that the ocean waters start to approach sort of high 30s, almost the sort of temperature that you have in the shower.
Wow, so that would make a big difference, I imagine.
It would. It's a shower lasts 5 minutes, but to spend your entire life at that temperature is very hard indeed.
But not all life actually ended up dying out. What was special about the things that managed to survive?
Depends where you look. Certainly in the oceans, I think things that can survive high temperatures and low oxygen did very well. On land, I suspect a lot of the animals may have had this ability to aestivate, which is sort of the hot weather equivalent of hibernating. So when it gets just too harsh and too hot, maybe too arid as well, then you sort of sleep out those months and then just wake up when things might get better for a little while.
Could it happen again?
Could happen again, yeah. There's been other events like this as well. This is just the worst one of its kind. I think we'll know if it happens because the magma rises up from deep within the Earth. People who can study the structure of the Earth would see it coming.
But even if we could see it coming, would there be anything we could do?
No.
Fairly worrying, but I guess we just have to keep our fingers crossed that it doesn't happen again in our lifetimes, at least.
I think so, yes. Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time. That was Paul Wignall from the University of Leeds.